gotta say, in verse 28 there, what really stood out to me was where it says, and they yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. They yielded their bodies. They surrendered their bodies to God. That's pretty powerful when we truly stop and start to really think about what that means. God stood for them because they stood for God. They'd yielded, surrendered their bodies to God and their souls, that they would serve no other God except God the Father. These young men had totally and completely surrendered themselves and their fate to God, and that was their service. They were hidden under the shadow of his wings. Hallelujah. And he made sure they were protected and well. Nothing harmed them. Nothing came to hurt them, even though they went through the fire. They were not harmed by the fire. The fire left no scars. The fire didn't even leave a smell. They went through it, but they went through it with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. One that looked like the Son of God. Hallelujah. We can't say we know for sure, but I would say that was Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to embrace him in the midst of our troubles and our trials. We're going to have them. We're going to go through things that are difficult and hard. And this is certainly the time of year where we feel it maybe a little even tighter than we normally would. But embrace him. That is our surrender. Embrace him. He has something extra special for us. He wants to hold us. He wants to keep us. He wants to protect us. He has a greater love for you and I than we will ever begin to imagine. His love is so deep and so high and so wide for us. We'll never understand it. Never. Until we get there, then we'll understand it. Praise the Lord. He wants to take our messes, the mess of our life, and he wants to turn it into something beautiful in his time. He has a time and a purpose. And we're not going to understand it, no matter how hard we try, unless, of course, the Holy Spirit comes and shows us. Then we'll understand. Hallelujah. So what the enemy tried to execute for evil's sake against these three individuals, God turned around and made it for their good. Wow, they came, and I'd say they conquered, but they didn't conquer anything. They just stood where they were supposed to stand. How many times have we heard in the last several years about standing in our own lanes? They stood in their own lane. And they weren't budging from it. Even a king couldn't budge them from it. And how God blessed them for it. How he went on to tell everybody, you mess with their God, I'm going to cut you into a whole bunch of pieces. Whoa. That was from, well, I'm going to throw you in the fire too. There's no God like your God. And they got a promotion as well. He said in verse 29, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap. Praise the Lord. So what is it I'm really trying to say tonight? I shared some scripture. I've said the word surrender several times. God's looking for a people who will totally surrender themselves to Him, that will trust Him and stand for Him even if it means their lives. Now, you know, when we think of that, we think somebody's going to shoot us and kill us. No, no, no. Maybe they will. I'll see you on the other side if I get shot and killed. But how many people are willing to give up their lives, still living here, but their own thoughts and their own desires, their own will, their own ways, to trust Him that He has a better plan? We're here for Him, not for ourselves. And it's easy for us when we get caught up in day-to-day life to forget that. We aren't here for ourselves. We're here for His purposes and His plans. Eternity's going to be a long time, and we're going to get to enjoy the blessings and the benefits of Jesus on the other side. What's a few days down here of not getting what we want? Isn't He what we want anyway? More of Him, more of His presence? Praise the Lord. So we can start by taking more time each day for Him. First thing in the morning, first thing in our day, just that 10 or 15 or 20 minutes, or maybe it's going to be an hour. It might start out small, you might be surprised. Maybe there's things that you're aware of that stop you from getting to that place. Don't forget, you can go to Him and tell Him everything and anything. He already knows it anyway. Talk to Him about it. Tell Him where you're at. Tell Him where you know you have problems. Tell Him your faults. And ask Him to come and make the changes necessary so that we can come to this place. I say we because I'm talking to me here too. Praise the Lord. Let's keep staying under the shadow of His wings. We do that by the simple things in life, getting up, taking the time, praising Him during the day, worshiping Him. There are many ways to worship Him and praise Him. Hallelujah. We don't have to have just a specific moment for that. We can do it while we're driving our car. We can do it while we're washing our dishes. We can do it while we're making our beds. We can worship and praise Him all day long, no matter where we are, inwardly and outwardly. Remember, he who is faithful in little, God will give much. The more you pour in, the more He pours in. Hallelujah. Okay, taking time to pray and seek Him. Taking time to pray and seek Him for others as well. Getting out to as many meetings as we can in a week. Pushing forward. Never stopping, but always heading forward. And if we trip and fall, we can get right back up. We can ask God to forgive us. And we can carry on our way. Because He is a good God. And He wants nothing but our succeeding in Him. He wants to bring us into a deeper place in Him these days. Christ in us, the hope of glory, but more than just Christ in us, Christ in the depths of us. This inward place where we can go and have time alone with Him, we need to be there more than we are other places. So today He's asking us to surrender ourselves to Him as best we can. We're not going to get it perfect in a minute's time, but we can take that one step and then take one more step and then take one more step. And that's how we walk with Jesus and abide in Him. Hallelujah. Father, I ask that you would help each and every one of us to surrender ourselves wholly to you. And Lord, we know that our flesh gets in the way, our own hopes and desires and wants and needs. And we ask that you would come and make the changes necessary in each one of us, Lord, that we could totally surrender ourselves to you, to have your will and your way within and without. And Lord, we pray that you would speak so loudly and clearly to us, so we don't question, is it you, is it me? But Lord, that we know, that we know, that we know it's you speaking to us. And that you would grant us obedient hearts when we do hear your voice. Hallelujah. Thick skin and soft hearts, Lord. Hallelujah. Surrendered to you, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.